Willie Jackson with us. Thanks for joining us today, Willie. Tenakwe, man.
Hey, bro.
Hey, thank you, Willie. Look, the popularity of this government certainly in question when you look at the latest data from the polls. Dissatisfaction with the direction of the government seems to be something that now those who think we're heading in the right direction far outweighs those those who don't think we're heading in the right direction is far outweighing those who do. He was booed at the ANZ netball finals. What are you reading into that, the way that Luxon is being accepted or not by New Zealanders at the moment, Willie?
Wasn't that fabulous stuff?
Wasn't it fabulous?
God, isn't it great to watch? He was so embarrassed too, wasn't he? You know? But that's what happens though when you want to attack our working class communities, eh? Because that's what that was all about. It's like, we're sick of it. Our people are sick of it. Our community people are sick of it. And our community people are netballers, they're rugby players, they're Stanley Warriors fans who'll be there, you know, even though they'll embarrass us every 3 or 4 weeks, as you know, And so they embarrass the fans, don't they? They embarrass you. They embarrass
And you. I know deep down you're a Warriors fan, Willie Jackson.
I think the Warriors fans are the luckiest people I've ever come across, you know. They can lose by 50 points to the last team and they'll all turn up again next week with their ticket. So, you know, good on them. But seriously, though, those are the, you know, Warriors fans, netball fans, rugby fans, they were all there in West Auckland and said, no, Prime Minister, we're sick of you. We're sick of your attacks on our communities, on the, you know, our good people, on working class values. And there you go, that was sort of as embarrassing as it could get, eh, Dale?
Yeah, well, that was at the netball. Imagine it at the Warriors. I think the cries of discontent would have been even louder. Okay,
well, the Warriors. Your people would assault them. You know that it wouldn't be a yell. It would be physical assault from Warriors fans. You know that.
No. We're peaceful people, us Warriors fans. Take us into the markets over the weekend, please. We're in the race now. Tamaki Makaurau is a very important electorate, and I know that the Labor Party, and you're helping to guide this, want to get that seat back. What was the reaction out on the at the markets and on the street over the weekend for you, that you witnessed, Willie?
Oh, it's great response. You know, our people are all Labor Party people. They're all Labor Party, Māori Party. You know, they're so confused, some of them, at the moment. You know, because so many of them voted for Māori Party. Labour Party with their party vote, you know. So we know that Auckland Māori are Labour, and then, you know, then they went and slid an electorate vote there for Tash. So you know, they're generally mixed up and confused now in terms of where they're going to go. But I think we're winning them over. But it's we've still got a long way to go. We've got well over 5 weeks to go with this election. We have to remember, we have to convince them and show them that they're wasting their vote with Ordinary, with all respect, and they need a strong, seasoned, experienced advocate. It's not about your turn, my turn. It's about a strong, seasoned advocate in terms of Parliament. Someone who will advocate for Tamaki Makaurau, and that's Penny.
Tenakwe, as far as the ability to get legislation across the line, I know that you need to have partners in order to achieve that. But what would you say about the way that Labor, as one of the major parties and historically in Parliament, are positioned to get legislation across the line? Otherwise, you can be seen as just opposing issues from other parts of the House. What about the ability to get things done?
Well, you can't get anything across the line. Nobody gets anything across the line when you're in opposition. So I think you better tell all your political people that's how it works when you're in opposition.
No, I understand that, but like, if there's a change, what I'm getting at, it's a change of government. Labor could get a lot of things done, but Te Pāti Māori, with respect, would still have to, you know, marry up with somebody to get things done.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, we've already proven that we can get things done, and we just put our record out in terms of the spend for Māori. we, as a Labor government, we Māori never got so much in our last term. You know, whether it was Māori voting rights with the council, Matariki, Matatini funding, $1 billion a year, record whānau order funding, but the Māori Party will still say it wasn't enough, and that's what they have to say. But it was still more than anything that any Labor crew had done in history, and more than National would ever do. And so, I think our record's brief for itself, Dale, and we'll start rolling that out over the next few weeks. And the reality is the Māori Party had sometimes supported us before and sometimes didn't. But we know as a government what we can get across the line, and we'll be looking to do that again. You know, whether it's all of the things I said, or procurement for Māori business got more than they ever got, Māori tourism. I mean, it's unprecedented what we got. And so our record stands for itself. Don't believe these idiots who try and say, oh, we're all the same. Anyone who says that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, because they'll just roll out exactly what we did, you know. So, and Māori Party know that because they supported us with a lot of kaupapa.
Voting, same-day voting. I mean, here we are trying to encourage our rangatahi to get involved in the democratic process, and barriers are being put up to that involvement, and those who can't get themselves organised seemingly are dropkicks. How much of a backward step do you think that is at the very time we're trying to encourage more to get involved, but then putting up these roadblocks?
Shameful, isn't it, Dale? Absolutely shameful that this lot would be trying to breach our voting rights, our democratic rights. Absolutely shameful. And you know, I think it borders on illegal. I'll be looking into this. It's just incredible that we're talking about hundreds of thousands. Now, the latest figure I heard, it could be 600,000. We're not just talking Māori. We're talking Pacifica. We're talking working class Pākehā people. We're talking ethnics. It is one of the most shameful acts that this government has rolled out. This is called voter suppression. This is called gerrymandering, you know, setting it up because they don't want these votes coming in. If they're waiting too long for votes, then put more resources in. But don't deny our people their rights. And then you have Mr. Dropkick himself, Seymour, calling all our people, all our community people, all our people dropkicks. He's the only dropkick. It's one of the most disgusting things that this government's done. But, you know, they seem to exceed themselves every week or every month.
Shock, horror, or now Māori on your passport. I mean, why do you think Van Velden is prioritising this issue when quite obviously the cost of living, housing, health, these sorts of kaupapa big ticket items are what the rest of us are prioritising? Why do you think she's staring down Reo Māori yet again? Her, New Zealand First, in fact, the whole coalition government seem to have Reo Māori in their sights. Can't quite understand it.
It's sad to see Winston going down this track. You know, you would think he was better than that because, you know, you and him have a very good relationship. I have a good relationship with him too. I watched him with Moana. So there's a great interview going both ways. Sad to see someone who should know better supporting this sort of rubbish because it belittles our reo. It puts our reo at the back. And just a shocking, another shock, but we should never be surprised. Why has that happened? Because you've got this twisted bitterness from this government, and they never cease to surprise us. Never cease to surprise us. So why does it happen? Ask yourself. It's been a constant attack on Māori, whether it's the treaty clauses, whether it's the Māori language. And this is so sad because I'm really proud to have, you know, Aotearoa on my passports. But, you know, whether it's Winston, whether it's Seymour, it's the same old tune, isn't it? Boot our people in the guts. It's a constant attack on the Māori nation and on kaupapa. It's a constant attack on te ao Māori and te reo Māori and kaupapa Māori. Just very sad. Ask yourself, Dale, you know, why is this happening? It just seems never-ending, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Just pandering to the redneck people of our country, it would seem, who can be influential voters come election time. Yeah. Well, the fight's on. Willie Jackson's steering the ship here for Labor. Looking forward to adjudicating in a debate between Penny and Ordini in a few weeks' time as well, Willie J. What's keeping you busy this week as far as that campaign's concerned?
Well, I'll get up today, hopefully, and talk on the suppression of vote thing that is happening. I want to get into that. Obviously, we've got a big weekend with Penny, and so we'll take the fight and challenge to the Māori Party, but at the same time, I just want to wish my brother, JT, all the best. He's had another sad loss with his whānau, eh? He lost his sister. Did you see that, Dale?
Yeah, I did too. Thank you, Willie. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, same then, bro.
All my aroha to my bro. I had a catch up with him yesterday, and we pause and we remember people like his sister and Robin, was it? Was it Robin Tamahiri? I think so. You know, his sister and that whānau has gone through a hell of a terrible time. So just all my aroha to my bro, thinking about them today as they take their whānau member, their sister, back to their haukainga. So ngā mihi, aroha ki te whānau. Tamahere. Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Yeah, you too, man. Thank you. Well, you know, they might be seen as rivals from time to time, but they've got a long standing relationship.